Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Oh, people at home!
What's up with that?
You ready?
Look at the gods, the drugs from my generation. And it's a sin to God, the fake, the fraud, the messing with me. Come on.
Welcome to the Uso Penitentiary.
Let's get it out.
Move to the music, play that fucking music. Move it to the music.
Welcome to Monday Night Raw.
Yo ho ho and a bottle of dumb.
Bro.
The New Day.
Let me talk to you.
Baby.
If I can be serious for a minute.
For the love of God, stay away from the Dipper Dots.
Move to the music. Play that fucking music. Move it to the music. Yeah.
Acknowledge me.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is BC Tunney. I am your commissioner and the commissioner
of the United States.
Americas, and I'm joined, as always, apparently, by the man, the myth, the legend, the other half of the world's greatest tag team never. It is him. Wait for it.
Yeah, it still ain't gonna work.
It's AJ Balazs.
I hope fresh. I did laundry. Damn. As I.
You?
Welcome to the show this week, gentlemen. How is everybody? Are y'all in the holiday spirit? Have you already put on like 5 or 6 pounds over the long Thanksgiving weekend like I have? How's it going?
I don't know. Can you hear me?
Bueller? Bueller?
Nothing? Not a word?
Bueller?
How about that word?
While Dan's trying to figure out things going on the technical side, the holidays were fine. Right now I'm more in the Christmas spirit because over here we're actually going to have another winter storm, so there's going to be more snow near me in Utah.
Luckily, it was kind of mild today. It's going to make it a little cooler over here, but yeah, it's winter. It's December.
Yeah.
If you live, in the northern part of the United States or, central-ish area, it's going to get cold. It's going to snow. It's going to be not enjoyable to walk from your car to work or into the house or to the grocery store or whatever you got to do, right? So
yeah.
Wear that here, put that scarf on around your neck, put your gloves on.
Her brother actually moved to Minnesota, so we get all the updates of how hard it snows and everything. No.
Yes. Colder than where I live, but it's cold enough where I am, so I don't need to move any farther north. What are you going to do? But the holidays are here. It's officially December. It's okay to have your tree up. Ray got attacked because he had his up before Christmas. I completely agree with Dominic Mysterio. I'm okay with that quote.
Are you?
I am very much so, DP. How do you feel about Dominic Mysterio attacking his father on Thanksgiving and giving the reason that he attacked him? Because who puts their Christmas tree up before December? I agree. How were your holidays? How was your Thanksgiving? You hosted.
I hosted. We had in-laws came into town, so we had a full table, family, except for PA. We had a full family, all the kids, everybody was here. Smoked a nice turkey on the grill, on the smoker, as well as a duck. And everything turned out phenomenal, as AJ would say. It was pretty nice, actually. My kids were down here playing some VR. Had a good time.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Full day.
All right, gentlemen. Well, why don't we let everybody know that they can head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Makes a great gift, like I always say. Don't just get dad or your cousin or whoever a tie or some slippers or a gift card. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Plenty of cool t-shirt designs. Get it in soft style. Only $5 more. It's going to feel great on your skin. They're going to love it. They're going to look great in it. Get it for whatever the fan is, sports, entertainment, or sports entertainment. We have everything covered. All right? That's prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. AJ Belaz, DPP, PC Tunney, DWI351, Chairshot Radio Network, all of your favorite streaming platforms. Speaking of Platt, hopefully he'll be back soon from hiatus. But for right now, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more right here on the Flippity Flip. Why did I say Flippity Flip?
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to DWI number 351, Chair Shot Radio Network, a part of thechairshot.com, where we encourage you to always use your head and head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Makes a great gift. $5 more for soft style. Don't be a cheap bastard. Spend the money. prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. DPP, AJ Belaz, PC Tony, DP, let's let everybody know what we're going to talk about this week on said DWI podcast.
Well, we're waiting. Well,
it's
the big show.
It's been a while since I've done this with the sheet.
Wow. Now I'm fucking directing it. I guess you can't beat if you fucking join them, huh?
Yeah, I know. You were composing that right there with your hand.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys had a clean out there, too. That worked. I thought
professional
that was nice.
Composer, Tunney. There's another PC for you.
Oh. Here you go.
You call me Maestro, motherfuckers. I direct the DWI Symphony Choir.
Will it be more abusive than the Maestro for Whiplash there? I don't know if any of you seen that movie.
I drove a boat once, called me Captain. This is great. I'm glad that we're referencing some Seinfeld before tell you what's going on this week, because next week we are getting back to covering Seinfeld here at the tail end of the DWI podcast. We will be heading back to season 3, where we left off, and going with season 16, The Fix-Up. So we're going to pick up...
Episode 16?
I mean, episode, yeah, as you said,
season
16.
3, episode 16.
I don't think it lasted that long.
Off that run?
I'm on my third beer.
It's your
my first
Seinfeld fan fiction whiskey. Episodes that you're writing there, apparently.
Yeah, I know, right?
How little do they know.
Need to get, we need to 16, get Joey Bag of Donuts.
Favor somehow gets the lane.
Yeah, we need to get Joey back on here. sounds like a good idea. Sounds like a good idea. All right, this week on the DWI podcast, we're going to get into War Games. We're going to talk a little bit about Charlotte. Rumors is that she's coming back. We are recording before SmackDown is live, about an hour or so from now. You're listening Saturday morning, so we don't know if she comes back tonight. I think she will. Kota Ibushi, free agent. Where will he go? Contract expiring. Sounds like he does not want to stay, at least with New Japan. We'll talk about that. Trivia's here. And a last call, man, you could probably smell it if you think hard enough. DPP, why don't you let AJ tell you? Go ahead, AJ. You can do it.
DPP, ring the bell.
Anybody watch War Games live?
Not live.
anybody watch? Oh, you did. You watched it live.
Oh, you did.
I got my hand up.
Oh. How did you enjoy the show? Because I didn't. AJ, did you watch the whole thing or did you just kind of skip through it?
I watched it. It's just okay. Not live. I didn't watch it on the Saturday.
I barely skipped through it at all. So, DPP, why don't you tell me how you felt about the show?
I thought it was fantastic. I very much enjoy the War Games matches. I thought the first
would
one.
Would you say, before you go on, and I'll let you go on after this, but would you say now that they have delivered and had no bad pay-per-views this year?
Oh, boy. I can't remember the last pay-per-view, so I don't know.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, I think every pay-per-view
solid.
Was, like, a 7-plus this year.
There's been none, I guess, that I've said, like, that was terrible to watch or anything, so, yeah, I'd say pretty solid, yeah. It was a rough start, I would say, for War Games with the women's match. There was a lot of missed spots, I thought. It was looked very awkward in some spots there that they were trying to do. I thought they missed a couple things. So it was a little bit of a rough start, but I thought once they got everybody in there and they got going, they did some really good stuff. The men's match, I'm sure we'll discuss a little more, but was, I thought, unbelievable. I thought they told a fantastic story. Obviously, the big thing going into it was Sammy and KO and what was going to happen. And I thought they delivered on that just fantastic. And the hug from Jay, finally acknowledging Sammy, was like, that was just the coolest thing. And Sammy finally like, yeah, I got him. I finally did it. But there's still, you know, Roman still the still not sure kind of thing at the end was I thought beautifully done. So, you know, top to bottom, you know, starting and ending with War Games matches, I thought it was a great show.
I mean, I thought it was a great show too, especially they kind of gave a good rub to Theory. I know a lot of people have been complaining since he didn't win the Money in the Bank that he's going to get buried and then immediately win the United States Championship afterward. I like that. The War Games matches were phenomenal. And I do like the whole Bloodline thing where if anyone saw it, Roman kind of gave a little glance to Sammy like, I don't know. I was doing this to get under his skin, but there might be something off with Sammy there. And then the Raw, I don't know if that helped or not, the Raw after with KO just saying he's done with Sammy, but I don't know. There might be more on the surface for that one, but all in all, I love the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
You look like you had a question, DP.
Me? No, I was going to expand on the Theory thing a little bit, just because at first I was like, why in the world did they have him win this match after they, you know, took away the Money in the Bank and now they're going to put the title, you know, or yeah. And he lost the match. So lost the chance at the title, but
why
then,
did
It makes sense.
Why didn't he just, well, you're thinking, why didn't he just win it with the briefcase?
Right. But it's more of a rebuild with his character a bit, right? It was the kind of hitting the rock bottom of the character and kind of changing into more of an aggressive, different, a little bit different type of his character. So I think it was just kind of more of a...
They got rid of the phone.
...idea to rebuild. Right.
They got rid of the phone.
Right. He's not goofy anymore. Yeah. He's trying to be... It's be more of a serious build. I can dig that.
Yeah, after... I like it too, where it's after he loses, like, his surefire way of getting a championship, he gets more serious and more pissed off and shows what he can actually do, minus, you know, just being... an ass, but that's the reason why we hate him.
How about Roman not wanting to wear the red pants they made for him because he didn't like the material? We talking about the hard hitting stuff here on DWI. Huh? How about it?
We're talking the character development of Austin Theory. Tony brings up the pants.
What about the pants?
Yeah, I want to talk about the pants.
Don't you hate pants?
Hey, listen, if Austin Theory wants to keep being discussed on this show, he'll continue to get better. Until then, that was his time. It was up there. That's it.
Fair.
Back to the pants. Don't you hate pants? Apparently Roman Reigns hates red ones.
I think he's going to disagree with anything that's not his idea. I think that's the whole point.
Do you think so? Do you think he's do you think that's how he is backstage? Do you think he makes people treat him like he's fucking 2-year Universal Champion?
I think he should. I'm sure he doesn't, but I hope he does. Yeah, because I think that'd be great.
I was about to say, everyone actually likes, like, out of character Roman. So I don't think he's, like, throwing weight around.
Make me a plate of catering. These aren't mashed potatoes I like.
I asked.
Make sure there's extra protein in that plate.
Doesn't necessarily mean that's what I think. I just gotta ask. These questions need to be asked.
They do.
I don't remember exactly, but didn't he wear red? Like, he wore the red glove, right? I could be wrong.
He's been wearing that for a while. I thought he switched away from the gold one.
Yeah.
Nah.
I don't know when he switched. It's been a while. I can imagine when he turned heel.
But... So everybody's talking about the Ronda Rousey Shotzi match, and they're all mad about how horrible it was. So I don't know. I mean, I never thought Shotzi was that great in the ring to begin with, and Ronda has only had a lot of good matches because of the people she's worked with, in my opinion. I mean, she's legit, but she's only wrestling legit on top of that when she works with the top tier in the WWE women's division.
Yeah, you can tell she cannot carry a match. I think this is proof of it here. Like, that is pretty spot on, PC. You know, I never... Shotzi's had some bad matches. I never thought she was really that bad. You know, she can do some
stuff. A lot of it gets hidden in the tag work she's done, but in singles matches or spots she needs to deliver on, her timing is... She's hesitant. It's not, like...
Yeah,
it looks like she's uncomfortable. Been trying to do this for 6 months.
Yep, and the problem, and Rousey doesn't know how to carry that and doesn't know how to sell that kind of stuff. I mean, taking that DDT on the corner or on the apron was just god awful. It's bad. And yeah, it's bad, and you should feel bad. Just, you know, if you got to be able to, you know, you got to be able to work with everybody or make other people look good. And if you can only do it with the top talent who's carrying you, then that's a bad thing. That's a big problem.
There's nothing wrong with just keeping it simple. If you can't, you know, deliver a lot of hires, tell the story, you know, on the mat then instead. Like, Ronda could carry that kind of match, right? And still make Shotzi look good at points and work through... You know, I would imagine. I don't know, AJ. What do you think?
The problem is because Ronda is still. She's not entirely green, but she's somewhat green. Where, like we said, she can't orchestrate a match in the ring really, only if she has like the top talent like Becky or Charlotte or Mercedes Renato. But
stealing my bits.
You're welcome, Tony.
You look good at the Celtics game there.
Yeah. She does. Okay, you can't put the boss in Boston. There's only one S. Go ahead, AJ.
But anyway, it was too much of clashing styles where Ronda's more ground and pound and will keep you to the mat, and Shotzi is balls to the wall. It's having someone who's a technical wrestler versus an all you can do high flyer, like Hardy versus Kurt Angle or something. I can't even use Kurt Angle as a good example on that. Hardy versus Bret Hart. Like, it's just like clashing where one wants to fly all the time and the other one's like, stay on the ground, please, for the love of God.
It can work if you have proper partners. You know, yeah. Good partners.
You need the right dance partner to make that look good. But you need, like, Liv Morgan or Sasha Banks to actually make Shotzi look good. But for Ronda, she needs someone who can actually stay mat wrestling.
Yeah. Like Rey Mysterio and JBL. It can work.
Hey, what are you talking about? JBL retired on WrestleMania 25 that day.
True story. And then he wore MC Hammer pants the other day. I'm still convinced though that was somebody else's suit. Like his luggage got lost or something. They're like
had to have.
That's crazy. Anything else from War Games that really turned your head, stuck in your craw?
My main question is, where does the OC and the Judgment Day go from here? Are they gonna have another match or what? Because AJ winning, I'm fine with. Believe me, there's a reason why I like going by my nickname. But the Judgment Day looked like they were getting ahead of steam, and they lost both matches they were in because Rhea was in the women's War Game match.
What is it? Mee Chin?
Huh?
Mia Yim, that's her new. Mee Chin. Mee Chin is her new name, right?
What?
God, I hope not.
What?
Yeah, that Mee Chin means crazy or something.
Oh, is that what they're using?
I mean, it probably does, but that just seems like a joke that Luke Gallows probably brought up or Carl Anderson. I mean, for crying out loud, Luke Gallows is still doing the dangly daddy bit from Impact like 2 years ago. Yeah, he wears like really long feather earrings and he thinks he's hot shit, so he's the dangly daddy.
Oh boy.
And yeah, but
means crazy. Okay. Means crazy in Korean, or
oh boy.
I know a little bit of Japanese, thanks New Japan and Andrew, but not so much Korean.
There you go. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what they do with these two teams that, you know, at this point, I don't know where they go. I'd love to see, you know, they haven't really they haven't really done a Hell in a Cell with multiple people in a while. I know that pay-per-view has kind of gone away, or whatever they're calling it, special event. You know, that might be a good blow-off if they want to continue the feud for a little, you know, to the next, I don't know when that would happen, I guess, because Royal Rumble's coming up, and then Elimination Chamber, I think, so I really don't know. I don't know.
These groups could feud till WrestleMania if you really wanted to. There's so many different combinations you can use. I mean, Rhea Ripley, until Mia Yim was brought in, was like you being used as China.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, we've made the joke multiple times.
It's great. Like, I mean, she's literally been elevated just by not wrestling and being the heater for them. You know what I mean? She's like the bodyguard that you can't hit.
Yeah.
So
we've made the joke multiple times that Dominic is Eddie from like 2000 and Rhea's China. Where it's you get kind of elevated.
Yeah, but you also have to mix it in. But it's also that with China and DX and being the person for the group too, right? Yeah. That kind of helps everybody out. And the heel that Dominic Mysterio, and everybody was so hesitant to have Dominic go off on his own. And I was like, yo, let's go. Turn him heel. And sure enough, he's getting over as a heel now, right? Like we said, attacking his dad because his Christmas tree was up before December, which is a great fucking heel line. But I don't know. The OC is going to sell T-shirts. That's just the way it is. Like, people like Gallows and Anderson, and AJ Styles just one of the best ever. So I think it could go at least through Royal Rumble and into WrestleMania season. So
you could probably do an Elimination Chamber match.
Answer your question. I don't think you ever would see that with that.
Not with that.
No. You could.
Then
it could be war. I was about to say.
That's what I'm saying. Hell in a Cell would be a good,
but
if they want to do it, like, that's kind of close to like a War Games type
because
of thing.
Because you can have
stuck.
Like two people in the ring, and then
I don't see a Hell in a Cell happening until maybe summer of 2024. Because you just did War Games.
That's why I think
probably get 2023.
I don't think it's a pay-per-view anymore. I mean, it's a one-off match, which is totally fine. That's what it should be. Just a one-off match.
Right.
You have it randomly.
Do you just make a few...
And does War Games stay at Survivor Series now?
I'd like to see it stay. I think it's a good thing. It's different than, you know, or go back to the classic five-man elimination matches, but it's better than them having SmackDown versus Raw.
There is no SmackDown and Raw anymore because there's only one world championship.
That's what I'm hoping.
And one tag team championship, too, technically.
The only thing you have is a show's champion of each show. That's all you really have.
Yeah.
And that doesn't necessarily make it a brand.
Right.
They should unsplit and get rid of the draft and just this is who shows up when they show up because now even more so, all everything I've been saying makes sense because you only have one champion and either he or his faction shows up. So like, I don't know, maybe the only reason is it's so vague now is because they have this situation, but I would love them to just go back to one title, put each of those, I don't know why I have to say this all the time. You know, like I can tell them how to structure their titles. I can tell college football how to structure their playoff. I can tell people how you can run stuff. I can commission you on what you need to do to strategize to better implement a winning strategy with your fan base and your customers. PC Tunney, booking by Tunney. No,
just send $5 to at PC Tunney
on Venmo, PayPal.
For one cup of coffee an hour every day, you can. A lot of money.
You heard the rumors that apparently there's speculation, dickhead. There's speculation that they're going to do one tag belt.
I saw it might be, there were rumors of a black tag belt.
Black strap.
Yeah. That Roman was going to introduce to the Usos there. That'd be cool. I'm one step towards uniting everything. I'm down.
The tag team and the world title can easily be both shows, you know, right? Like cover both shows. Like that keeps those two things elevated. Those should be the two most, like, they should be above the IC in the US, and the IC in the US should just be right below that. You're trying to reach up and, man, I'm a tag champ or a world tag champ. Man, I'm the world champ, right? But there's still prestige in being those US and IC because you're the champ on that show. Those titles get storylined on that show. You can bring in whoever you want, but those titles are tied to that show. You know? And it only makes sense now to me in this TV title thing that I like if you have NXT, I don't know, the women, that's another thing. It's minor leagues now, so I don't even want a TV title anymore. I don't want it on Raw and SmackDown. I would just say right where you are.
Yeah. NXT has to stay on its own if it's going to be that. If it's going to be
women's
transition
TV
brand.
I take a women's TV title, though. You want a secondary women's title? They've been begging for that. Make it. Use that on the women's brand because that's the way you can go back and forth because NXT is a little bit more needing of these stars still up on the upper brand. It's a way to kind of test run people, right? Back and forth with matches. Like, you got to defend it every week. So a main brand person could go down and defend at NXT and say, oh, I tried to pick an easy person and lose, right, to someone you want to come up. Or an NXT person could say, I'm here to defend my title obligations, Adam Pearce. I'm on at SmackDown. Give me somebody because I have to defend it, right? Like, you can cross-brand that with the women, I think, a little bit better. I like that more. And unify that tag division as well. I don't know.
I was just about to say the same thing. Like, I like the TV title idea, but we have to make one women's division for tag team. Because who even has the tag titles right now? Because I don't think it's Toxic Attraction. I don't think it's Gigi and JC. I don't know who.
Well,
I think
as far as NXT goes, yeah. It's, I don't know.
I'm not sure myself. I don't even know who the women's tag champions are at the moment.
Right.
So just put those together so it's you have one singular brand. You don't have mixed match teams. You have Toxic Attraction.
Maybe not. Maybe not anymore. Maybe you keep that. Maybe just keep only the TV title cross branded because you got to elevate the women's tag team titles like you elevate the men's tag team titles then, in which you have a US and IC for TV, right? So you don't need that on the men's side. On the women's side, you have a TV title for TV and keep it up on both brands. I don't know. It's just something we'll get into a little bit more. War Games is just kind of sending us off on this tangent. Let's bring it back a little bit here. Final thoughts on War Games. For some reason, I just didn't desire to watch this one, and I missed it. I was doing something while it was on and missed the start, so I waited, and the next day I just kind of flipped through it a little bit. But DP, you thought it was great.
I thought it was fantastic. I guess other than, you know, I wasn't a big fan of the Ronda match, I guess, exactly, but I mean,
it was apparently,
yeah, otherwise, like, I really enjoyed the matches. You know, Styles and Balor are two of my favorite wrestlers, so I enjoyed watching them go. And I really like the way the War Games thing goes. I really like those matches. I think they're always entertaining to me, and I love the story they're telling. With, you know, obviously the Bloodline's been a phenomenal story, and Sammy. So, like, just all that together being built in, and just the little things that they do. I really enjoy those matches, and they can tell some good stories. So I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I liked it too. And like Tunney, I didn't watch it live, but when I did watch a little bit here and there and watched all the matches and everything through, it was good. Again, I'm in agreement with you, Dan. I was not a fan of the women's match because it was just clashing styles that there's no compromise. So it just looked, in lack of better terms, bad. But yeah, as for War Games being a Survivor Series staple now, I'm not on board with that right away. I think there needs to be a little, like, that could be a blow over or something like super important. But all in all, I thoroughly enjoyed the pay-per-view. It was really good. I enjoyed it all. The triple threat for the United States, both War Games matches, even the singles match between AJ and Finn. Just proving who the better leader of the Bullet Club was, in my opinion.
Well, I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. And I asked that question to start with about, you know, if you guys thought it was a good pay-per-view and that continued the streak, because I think they had a clean year where every pay-per-view was damn solid at least. So We are literally, like, I mean, you know that last highway, you're on a road trip and you get off the main drag you've been on the whole time, and then you kind of take a few side highways and then you get to this one highway, and you know this highway, this leads you to your last turn, the road you need to be on. And right now we're on this highway, and It's the Royal Rumble. It's the lead up to the Royal Rumble. And then when we get there, we turn down that road to WrestleMania. So it's here. It's happening now. There are no more pay-per-views for the main roster. We are officially in the build to Royal Rumble. So,
has
get
anyone
excited, people.
Has anyone announced that they're in the Royal Rumble yet?
I am officially entering the 2023 WWE Royal Rumble. Ring the bell. I have announced it right now at 7:22 Eastern on December 2nd of the year 2022.
And somehow he beats Santino's record. Anyway.
I mean, I wasn't here for a long time. I was just here for a good time. Yeah, I think that'll do it on our War Games coverage. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, the Queen shall dominate our conversation. DWI 351, Chairshot Radio Network, ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out TheChairShot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
DWI 351, ChairShot Radio Network, all of your favorite streaming platforms. Gentlemen, Charlotte's been teasing a comeback to wrestling. It's not like really a comeback. She's just coming back. I'm excited to feel these nipples. I don't miss her dominating storylines or the women's division because, my opinion, she's the best to ever do it. DP, Charlotte Flair, where does she fit in?
Wherever the hell she wants.
Thank you. Ring the bell. Fucking A.
I don't... take the belt off of Ronda. Let's get... Put Ronda and Shayna into the tag team division. Like, they're teasing a bit here. And let's put Charlotte... Let's give Charlotte the title on SmackDown and let her run again. I see that great as an option.
Can I otherwise, stop I you know, right there?
Unless she goes back to back.
Because I think
Rumble title, Rumble
winners. Can I stop you right there?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, I thought you were reading the Chairshot Radio DM.
Yeah.
And you weren't. Because you. But AJ, you know, he almost went down. You read what I said, right?
Okay. He almost went down what you said.
He almost
yes.
got there. I thought he was going it. To. So my proposal was yes, let's get the tag. Let's get the title off of Ronda Rousey. Yes, let's get her in the tag team division with Shayna. And yes, let's bring Charlotte back and have her team with Becky versus Ronda and Shayna at WrestleMania. That's, I don't care who's the champ and who's the challenger. I would say Ronda and Shayna pick the belts up and then Becky and Charlotte come together. I don't know. I doubt that's going to happen considering she's returning on SmackDown. So, yeah, I can see that. Where you're looking is give Charlotte the belt. I like that. Yours makes more sense, but I don't know how you feel about it. It'd be amazing to see a tag. You want to elevate the tag titles in the women's division? You have Shayna and then whoever wins that feud, whoever you decide to keep the belts on, then you bring back Sasha and Naomi, and then they take the titles from them. Like, this makes those women's tag titles huge so yeah. that by the time, like, next Royal Rumble 2024, you get those titles onto somebody who comes up and deserves the rub. You've built the title, you've built the challengers behind them throughout this time as well, underlying, because they've faced off against different women that have looked good or not or carried themselves, and you still have damage control and everything else. This is women's wrestling elevated, not just on a world title level, but an entire roster level where tag teams in the women's division mean maybe even more because of all this huge rivalry between three possible gigantic tag teams with storied histories.
I mean, I'm not disagreeing at all. That's why when you asked me to look at the chat, I'm like, yeah, no, that's what you said. And I, this is going to be weird to Belez agreeing with Tony, but I agree where it's a great idea. You have your top star, which is always going to be Charlotte because Ric Flair, daughter, duh. And Triple H is now in charge, so duh. But
I think DP already wrote down the title because he was writing out a few times, and I'm not
Ric
sure.
Ric Flair, daughter, duh.
Yes, Ric Flair, comma, daughter, comma, duh would be a hilarious title, but I don't know.
It's up to Dan. But, like, that would be good where you have Charlotte going into the tag division with someone. Becky's a good choice. Maybe even throw. You don't even need Becky to do that.
But it writes itself that way. And it's true elevation at its best because Shayna and Ronda have history. They mess with Becky. Becky goes, okay, I need a partner. I'm going to get someone I can trust, I have history with, that I know, like you guys know.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing that, like, that's a good idea. I think you could put anyone with Charlotte and that would be a decent enough rub, but with Becky it would be, you are the person to run this. Maybe Sasha and Naomi come back. We'll see how that plays out, but get someone from, like, NXT, like Toxic Attraction. You get Gigi and Casey in there. That could work.
New
tag team in there. Like you can bring in, since Triple H is bringing back everyone that he loved in NXT, you might get Tegan Nox back, where you have Shotzi and Tegan back, or maybe even Tegan and Dakota come back somehow, and Dakota turns face, and she turns away from Damage Control, or Damage Control wins it. You have so many options here where it's just, you can actually work with so much, and you have the elevated people of Charlotte, Ronda, Becky, and Shayna in some extent for the tag division. It just works. It just works. Stop making it mid-2000s WWE in the tag team scene where it's just throw together teams.
Put bigger names in that tag team division. Actually have tag team matches, and it's going to make that thing mean more. You know, you have those, have them on TV more often. How, you know, you don't see it, it's not going to matter. And if you have, if you got Charlotte and Becky, and then you've got Ronda and Shayna on the other side battling it out for tag team titles, it's going to be great. And you can have somebody else going for the women's titles, and that's going to help them too. That's going to help the division so much more. And that's what you have to do. Exactly what you guys are saying. That's what you have to do to make those titles relevant and do it. Why do it? Why the fuck not? It's like when, you know, Shawn Michaels and Diesel won the tag titles and they were running everything. They had the world title, the IC title, the tag titles. They had every belt, and it made it mean something. And then when someone comes up and takes those titles from them, it's gonna be like, holy shit, you just beat Charlotte and Becky or whatever. You know, like, you finally beat this team that's been running roughshod over everybody, and those are big names. And then they can go about their business, you know. And I like that. I like that grouping. I do, because it also brings it closer to the whole four horsewomen battle that has been talked about for a long time with all of them. You know, if you get, you know, I know right now, you know, between, you know, there's heels and faces, and Sasha's, you know, not there right now, and, you know, Bailey's a heel, so it's but you could get there. They were a group, even though they're faces and heels, they can come back together and bond over that.
And this is a way to set that ball in motion this year for WrestleMania 40. Like, what a big main event for the women would be each four horsemen, the two four horsewomen that call themselves that, face off the main event of night one or two, and that's a big, big fucking match. That's a big, big fucking match.
Assuming we still have 2 days of Mania.
Well, I mean, and whoever out of Becky, the biggest storyline coming out of it would be whoever out of Becky, Charlotte, Sasha, and Bailey turned on that team to help the other team. That's the big rub there, right? Like, it propels one of those four actual former full-time wrestlers into even, you know, a huge WrestleMania moment.
Yeah. Like, I full-heartedly agree. I don't know if Mania is still going to be a 2-day event or not. Who knows? But,
oh, boy. Let me tell you this. Write it down. Put it in your fucking notebook. You know, steam it into the back of your... Cut it. You have a barber cut it into the back of your head. So anytime you are in a bathroom, You just face away from the mirror, pull up your phone, flip that bitch around, and you can just read that shit on the back of your head.
It's going to be backwards.
Much like Monday Night Raw will never be 2 hours, WrestleMania will never be one night ever again.
Ding! We'll see. I mean, Triple H is in charge. Apparently, we're going to be getting King of the Ring back as a pay-per-view.
I can dig it.
So we might the whole get tournament. One day Mania in the whole tournament in whole one tournament. Pay-per-view.
That's the way it should be.
I am glad you brought up Triple H because we're going to move on to our last topic before trivia, and that is one of the best wrestlers in the world is currently training, getting back to 100%, contract expiring, ready to go, seems to not want to be in New Japan anymore. AJ, AEW, WWE, or elsewhere for Kota Ibushi?
Yeah, we're talking the Golden Star. Apparently, he said, to put a little bit of a background to it, apparently he said that the higher-ups of New Japan are in with the Yakuza, apparently. Just to give a little bit of a backstory behind that, if anyone... I'm pretty sure everyone knows. Listen,
he's definitely, in the words of... is it Nia Diamond? He's definitely coming to America.
Yeah, so... where he goes... I personally think he goes more AEW for the Golden Elite, especially since, and I don't really pay attention to AEW, so it's surprising that I even know this, the Elite are in a best of seven match against the Death Triangle.
They are. I knew that. I low-key watch some AEW every week.
So what better way to turn the tide in maybe this seventh match
myself.
With Kota Ibushi?
I love. Oh, Jesus. Okay. Jesus! I have to explain myself. I watch.
Here we go.
Watch AEW. I watch a little AEW every week because I watch Survivor, but I don't like to watch commercials. So I try not to start watching Survivor until about halfway through. So a half hour into the show, don't have to watch any commercials. Can watch it right through. Well, leading up till the time Survivor comes on, I'm usually watching TBS because it's Big Bang Theory or Seinfeld or The Office. I don't know which one's on which station, but I'm watching it. And then it's over and there's nothing to watch but other crap until the commercials are gone for Survivor. And what's next on TBS or TNT or whatever the channel is? I think it's TBS, right? It's AEW Dynamite. So I find myself going, okay, can we keep the Cal Ripken streak alive for AEW? Can you fail to impress me once again for the first half hour of your show? And every week, they deliver on the failure to impress.
They don't disappoint.
I appreciate the Cal Ripken reference.
Lou Gehrig kind of thing. With the disease and all.
Yeah, I was about to say, with the disease? Because Lou Gehrig was good before the disease. But yeah, I feel like he's going to go to AEW. He's more than best friends with Kenny Omega in this respect. So I think Kenny's going to give a really good word. Kota gets good money. He gets a super push and everything else. I'm not saying takeover against MJF, who apparently debuted a new belt. The big Burberry belt, he says.
I did see that. Yes, The opening of the show for AEW this week was MJF coming out and running his flapping his gums with William Regal and then knocking him out, who seems to possibly be on his way to WWE, along with Eric Young.
Apparently, yeah. EY
told
no
you.
Longer
told
has
you.
An impact contract.
Told you to come up.
You did.
You're welcome.
You did.
The belt looked cool though. It's like it was like his scarf. It was like a plaid kind of thing of the belt. It was very. Unassuming, so it wasn't loud, but it was kind of cool. It was less gaudy than Daniel Bryan's crappy fucking belt.
It more looked like a dark brown leather belt to me.
But it had like the red and green kind of subtle stripes in it.
Yeah, but it worked. I'm not going to lie.
It was just a different strap. Yeah, I think it's good. I hope he comes to WWE, to be honest with you. He's going to look like a fucking Adam Ant, but whatever, you know.
I feel like if Kota goes to WWE, he's going to get the Kushida treatment of, you're going to get this thing, but
I think
go further.
I think if Kota Ibushi was smart, he'd negotiate with WWE to come in for... When can he go and do whatever he wants?
January. January's... I'm pretty sure it's after Wrestle Kingdom. So,
but before Royal Rumble? So,
Before Royal Rumble,
just like AJ's
Okay, so he should negotiate... Okay, if he's smart, he negotiates a contract that expires...
I'm pretty sure his contract expires on the 5th or the 6th.
I'm talking about a new negotiation. He negotiates a contract with WWE through SummerSlam and sees how it goes. And if he doesn't like it and he gets booked kind of like some of the ways that Shinsuke gets lost or he feels like he's going that direction, then he doesn't renew and he can always go over to AEW. But I think he'd be smart to do WWE first.
If
I know a lot of people want to see him finish the fucking feud where the story with Kenny Omega and the Golden Lovers shit and get that out of the way. But I mean, that could always be there. That could even be there in WWE even better on a different level because, man, I'll bet you dollars to donuts that the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega are wishing they would have just taken WWE's contract and grabbed that, all that fucking bag over there and not had to deal with this fucking headache.
I don't know about that. With that, I don't know. But
they'd be off a lot of money in their own show doing the Elite on the WWE style. I mean, I'm just saying, man.
I don't know if they would give them that much creative control, though.
Vince offered them that money.
Vince did. Did Paul Levesque?
Well, they would get more creative control with Paul than they would with Vince.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, take it. I agreed with you
on
my bear.
Alright, listen. I'm gonna give you last thoughts here, AJ, quickly before we move on to trivia.
Sure. For me, I think he's gonna go to AEW. He might make a one-off appearance at the Rumble just because I know I said it either one or two DWIs ago that
there's no way he comes to WWE to do a one-off for Royal Rumble. That'd be stupid on WWE's part to build him up to let him go to AEW and be even bigger in the States already.
Well, that's the thing where I think he would do the one-off because if the leak list that I showed apparently had Jay White going into the Royal Rumble for whatever ungodly reason.
I'd see a leak list tomorrow and fucking Duggan's winning it again.
Don't give Andrew hope. Don't give my brother hope at all on this show. But the fact of the matter is, I think he would do the one-off just to, like, test the waters. But ultimately, I think he still goes to AEW with Kenny Omega just to make sure the Golden Lovers, the Golden Elite, when they were in New Japan, goes into fruition. And it works out because right now the Golden Elite, or the Elite in general, is just Kenny in the Bucks throwing Kota. Kota could win that, like, all that their, like, tertiary title that they have or something like that.
All right, DP, double yes or no question. Do you remember who Kota Ibushi is? And would you like to see him in WWE? Yes, yes, no, 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 yes, no, no, yes, no, no.
Other than the worst theme song I've ever heard in New Japan. Just saying.
Ibushi is one of the names I put down when AJ asked a Japanese trivia question, right? New Japan question?
Okay. All right. That's great. We're going to take our last commercial break, come back with trivia and a last call. DWI 351, DPP, delivering the comedy as usual. We'll see you on the flippity flip. I did it on purpose that time.
Now a word from my god, our sponsor.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
There we go. I looked like you were struggling there a bit, Tunny, and
I'm just playing it up.
And also, Dan, I don't know how
I'm selling the fucking pop top, bro. Brian Pillman style, brother. Give me a fucking broomstick, a beer, fucking can, whatever, man.
And also, Dan, I don't know how I appreciate Platt being called God here with that commercial.
No, the sponsor, the money. The money is our sponsor. God. You have to understand.
Ah.
PPP, that's a great fucking bumper, by the way. Well done. Ring the bell for yourself. A little Barry Horowitz if you like. I don't mind.
It was good. I'm not going to deny that. But, hey, trivia. And since we were talking, Survivor Series is going to be Survivor Series trivia. So let's see if you guys know it or not. I know, holy crap, I don't throw a random TNA or New Japan thing in there. So, Tunny, I'll be nice since last week was the holiday of giving thanks. Hopefully I get a thanks on this one. I'll let you go. Door number one, door number two, or door number three?
I will take door number one. Blink fart.
Yeah, I knew the blink fart devil was going to come. Anyway.
Blink.
Who was the original
Gobbledy
Gooker?
Oh, the original. Okay. The original Gobbledy.
The original Gobbledy.
I should know this. I use them for Thanksgiving. Okay, yeah, you have to play the Jeopardy.
So, who was the wrestler that was the Gobbledy Gooker when it originally came out? Pretty damn legendary, I'm not going to lie.
I can't think of his name. Can I give you his wrestling name?
No.
What?
Fuck you.
What?
Wait, his wrestling name?
What?
Tony, who the hell do you have? Because he used his actual name. He didn't use a wrestling name. All right, yeah, song's over.
That changes my answer. That changes my answer.
No idea.
I thought it might have been the Brooklyn Brawler.
Dan says Owen Hart. Tunney says
lower.
John Laurinaitis. Both of you are wrong on the Gobbledy Gooker. Not the Brooklyn Brawler. It wasn't Lombardi at all. It was good old Hector Guerrero.
Oh, it was Hector.
Oh, Hector Steve Guerrero. Chicken Legs,
right?
Guerrero.
Steve Lombardi.
Yeah.
Steve Lombardi, right?
Steve Lombardi, I think his name was. Yeah.
That was Brooklyn Brawler's.
I knew his last name was Lombardi. I didn't remember what his first name was, but it was not.
So that's why I couldn't remember his name. So that's why when you said that's not it, I'm like, okay, well, it's not the Brooklyn Brawler then. John Laurinaitis or something.
It was Hector Guerrero.
All right, good for Hector.
Dan,
two or three. He played a Hector of a gobbledygooker.
Yeah. I'll take door number three.
Dan's going to drop a trace.
I was about to say.
Two and a one at the same time.
Three more.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Four more. December.
I better sit down.
And Dan has yet to drop a deuce.
That's right.
You good there?
I'm going to make it.
There
you go. I'm going to make it all year.
Holiday deuce.
Yeah.
A holiday. Maybe a holiday deuce.
Keep an eye on your stocking.
On the 23rd.
Oh, boy.
Yuck. Who was the very first sole survivor in the Survivor Series 5-on-5 tag match?
Oh, fuck.
The very first sole survivor.
Oh.
It may or may not surprise you. Who knows?
I could go with the obvious answer, but I don't think that's right.
For the first?
Yeah.
All right, pens and pencils.
I would assume Hogan probably was, but I don't know.
Giant shock to you because Dan says Andre, Tony says Hogan. It is Andre the Giant was the very first sole survivor in the Survivor Series.
It's Tobias!
Whoa,
I wore a shirt today, and it would have forced me to fucking write him down as an answer. Instead, It's true. I wore the Kurt Angle shirt, and I'm going to fucking lose trivia's Tobias. But I have beers.
Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
It's fine. I play a little bit of politics since I have the Plat Balazs shirt on right now that you can find on prowrestlingtees.com.
What a farce of a campaign that was. Anyway, yeah.
Plat and I will do the 2024 campaign. Mark my words.
Why don't you go ahead and drop that deuce, AJ?
I'll drop that deuce since, Tunny, you only have 0 points and Dan in one.
Yeah. Multiple points here?
There this are two zero. Points for this one.
What's up? Let's go!
There are two wrestlers that have the honor of having the most soul survivors. Who are they?
The most soul survivors?
Yeah, the most soul survivors.
Okay.
See if we can get them out here. And I'm not going to drop the hint until the music's done. Give me two wrestlers that probably have the most.
Can I name more than two people?
More than two people.
Can
or no. You can put more than two, but you can. It's two. But I see at least one, I'll give you the point. If you give two, if you give both of them, I'll give you two.
I was going to say, Tony, you got anything here? I just write down a bunch of wrestlers.
No, you can only write down two. This isn't my trivia. It's his trivia.
All right. Tunney has – or not Tunney. Dan has Shawn Michaels and Undertaker. Tunney has Hogan and Roman. Ooh. Both of those are – all of those are incorrect.
Your face is incorrect. This is Tobias.
It is actually the Ultimate Warrior in Randy Orton. And I did have
what
a tiebreaker.
I have fucking Warrior and Orton, and you read Hogan and Roman. Do you know how to read?
Yes, I do. That's why I have these glasses, bud.
Oh, wait, hold on. You're right. I wrote down Hogan and Roman.
Yeah, you did. In the tiebreaker question, it doesn't matter because Dan actually won. They both
get a point. No, I can get a point on the tiebreaker.
Nope.
No, why the fuck would you get a point on the tiebreaker if there's not a tie?
Because we tied on the third question. We got zero.
But Dan has won.
This fucking game's over.
Fine. Wait. No. I'll let Wisconsin win if Tunney can get this. How many Soul Survivor wins do they have?
Who?
Orton and Warrior.
Two.
All right. Wisconsin two. Doesn't win. Dan just solely wins. It's three.
Bah. I'll go fuck yourself. Next.
Our last call for alcohol.
What do you mean it's last call?
What do you mean? What do I mean? It's the last thing we're going to talk about. Yeah, what do you need more booze? Oh, Tequila Rose? You're combining Tequila Rose and Screwball?
It tastes
really?
Like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Called it Tinkerbell.
It's not bad, in all honesty. It tastes like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich without the bread.
What about the people putting milk in their Coca-Cola? Or Pepsi.
Stop.
Milk in their Pepsi.
Stop.
People are putting milk in their Pepsi. Milk and cookies in their Pepsi. And what? I'm like, oh, it's just a fucking, it's a root beer float. No, people are actually putting their, is it Pepsi or Coke?
Cream soda? I don't
know. I'm pretty sure it's Coke. But I would put cream soda in with like a chocolate ice cream for a root beer float. And I would also put barks if it's a root beer.
What are you drinking?
Thanks to the in-laws, they brought three cases of Ziegenbach from Texas for me.
Ziegenbach.
Phenomenal beer.
What is Ziegenbach? What is it?
It's an amber. It's a Texas amber. It's actually by Anheuser, but you can't get it outside of Texas.
Oh,
interesting.
All right.
I mean, there's a couple of liquors in Utah.
Maybe I'll come over and help you decorate your tree tomorrow and have a few.
Hey, yes, you should. That's fantastic. It's such a light beer. Good. It's really good. It's my favorite. I don't know if you remember long time ago, I used to talk about it all the time back when I actually lived in Texas, but can't get it anymore, so.
Long, long, long time ago.
In a state far away.
When Austin was under an attack.
I was going to say to talk about The Rock, but this is more interesting.
This.
You want to talk about milk and soda.
I don't.
I don't.
What do you think about it?
That. That's just.
What do you think about it?
Just the natural reaction that you guys had, what? Like unplanned, unforced,
like visceral disgust.
Do you want to talk about milk and soda? You guys both went. Ugh.
What do you tell me? What you think about it, PC?
It doesn't matter what you think.
Hey, ring the bell, Dad.
Show's over. Play the fucking closing credits. No, I'm kidding. That was good. Way to go, jerk. I think the show is over. That was too good.
It worked.
I walked into it. I loved every second of it. It was great. It was great. You did a great job. All right, fuck The Rock. He made it onto the show. Apparently, we'll talk more about him. There are early rumors of him being at the Royal Rumble. No shit, I told you 2.5 fucking years ago. Eat it, you fucking dumbasses.
He did.
Man. I don't know. Do you guys have anything last thoughts here as we get out of here?
Think it'd be awesome if he shows up at the Rumble. That'd be crazy. I don't think it's necessary if he's going to be the opponent for Reigns at WrestleMania, but it'd still be pretty goddamn cool to see him.
It's 100% necessary. It's the only reason you're having a Royal Rumble is to find out who Roman Reigns' opponent is.
Okay, that's true, I guess, but fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't have two champions
also
anymore.
Makes sense.
I mean, there's only one champion now. Like it's the fucking... Oh,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah, that's true. Yeah, I didn't think about it.
Dijak won. He's going to fucking face fucking Bobby Lashley for the other world. Oh, there is an other world title.
It makes sense. It's in Hollywood. Rock comes in and becomes like the eighth two-time, or the ninth, the ninth two-time champion for Royal Rumble.
That one felt good. Usually it's Dan telling me how wrong I am. So that one felt pretty damn good.
You feel good? Do we need to do shots after this, Tony?
Fucking after this? What do you mean? We're in the middle of it right now.
It's not a coffee.
You can do
a
shot right now?
Guarantee you that's not coffee.
Tea in here?
It's cream soda, I think. Or
the cream soda with the whatever the fuck alcohol you said.
Actually, now that I remember, soda and milk. It's called Silk. My important question was going to be, what do you use? A skim, a 1%, a 2%, a whole milk? How silky do you want your milk to be? How oozy do you want to be on Silk? Is my question to you. Are you an honorary silky ooze, or are you just kind of sticking around for a little bit?
No.
No, I agree.
I'm very
2% at most.
Okay.
If not skim. Whole. She's the one that likes the silk.
And on that note, we were going to end this show. AJ, why don't you let everybody know where they can find you? And I feel like you used to have a column about like your top five things that are going to happen. I would love to see another one.
I usually throw an opinion article here and there on thechairshot.com. You can follow me on Twitter at PhenomenalAJB, AJB in all caps. Hey, you can find anything on thechairshot.com. Sports, entertainment. You can find Cook's Picks for NFL. You can find this podcast on here. And for entertainment section, you can find my brother's album reviews that he does every week on Sundays. Chairshot.com. That's the only place where you can find all of that and more.
And you can find me there, too. And all over the world by
these
social
cookies
media.
Smell like grandma! I can put my nose.
Hey. Better than
Dan, I'm not gonna lie. Someone actually said the worldwide social media interwebs in one of the Discord channels that I'm in. And I'm just like, oh no, that's common for me to hear. And everyone else was like, that sounds weird. And I'm like, no, I'm used to hearing that all the time.
Simpsons?
It's trademarked. Yeah. Should have trademarked it.
You should trademark it, yeah.
Damn it.
Is that you? I thought you got that from The Simpsons. Or was it Steve Allen?
That's Steve Allen. Okay. It's definitely, I know, Steve Allen for sure. I don't know. I'm sure The Simpsons ripped it off too from Steve Allen because that's what they get everything.
There's a new candidate, Steve Allen for sure. My name is PC Tunney. You can follow me at PC Tunney if you want. I don't know. Caution, beware. No, I'm just kidding. And ChairShot Media is a great place on Twitter to find out everything that happens on thechairshot.com. Opinion articles. I mean, we have reviews for every show. I mean, WWE, AEW, Impact. We got you covered, right? ChairShot Radio Network. Like AJ said, all your favorite streaming platforms, sports entertainment and sports entertainment. Make it happen. ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. And you've been listening to another edition of the podcast known as
I keep forgetting.
I brought back you've been listening.
I'm glad that there's a rolling bar.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.